Join us on Diverse FM after scoring his first goal for Luton Town. Welcome to JJ O'Donnell and congratulations. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was good. Like I say, the win's the most important thing for the boys tonight. We knew, like I said, in the season, the gaffer said we've got to come to a place like this and win, and it wasn't going to be easy. Like I say, they didn't make it easy for us. They went 1-0 up and we've dug in brilliantly and got the result we wanted.
When the ball dropped to you on the edge of the area, I said in commentary it was a very calm and composed finish into the bottom corner. What were you actually thinking at the time?
Like I said, Ren's done brilliantly and I was hoping he was going to set it back and not do anything else. But yeah, when he set it back, I've just caught it cleanly and thankfully it's gone in the bottom corner and I don't think the keeper could see it, but they all can.
It's only your third start in the Blue Square Bet Premier. How important is it to you to have got that goal under your belt so quickly?
Yeah, like I said, I just want to play games of football more than anything, and goals are bonuses for me. If the strikers score, let Fleet be the top scorer in the league, but I just want to play games at this club, and I've been here 2 years now, and thankfully this year the gaffer's given me a chance and I'm just enjoying playing for Luton.
How much has it meant to you that the manager coming in the end of last season, he's pulled you back from a loan, he's just spoken to us and said he knew you were a player that he wanted in his first team, albeit it's happened a bit quicker than he'd expected. You've really progressed and taken that in his opening games.
Like I say, it's all thanks to him. He didn't have to bring me back last year and he hasn't had to put me in the first few games of the season. But I've worked hard on my game throughout the summer. I've worked hard while he's been here, since he's been here, when he came in last season, at the beginning of this season. And like I say, I just want to play games of football, and at Luton Town I want to play as well. I don't want to be out on loan. I've had my stints on loan, if you like, and like I said, Gaffin's brilliant in giving me a chance, and it's all thanks to him, really, how he's planned out the first three games.
And that 3-year contract must have been an added boost, confidence boost for you, and made you realise that you were capable of playing first team.
Of course, like I said, he came in the first few weeks he was in, and he got to know all the players. He gave everybody a chance, and I worked hard as anyone and on my game, and like I said, I went from playing left back to midfield, and he's given me a real chance this season, and I believe in myself now a lot more than maybe I did before, and that's all thanks to him.
Going back to today's game then, it was tough after 45 minutes, it's 0-0. As you said, Hyde took the lead. You bounced back from that though, but how much pressure was there on you after you'd gone 1-0 down to actually fight back and get that goal?
Of course, there's always pressure on a club like Luton Town, especially in this league, and you come here and you're expected to win. We're expected to beat Hyde tonight, and rightly so, but like I say, teams like that are going to make it difficult for us. They're not going to sit back and let us walk all over them. They're going to come, they're going to compete, they're going to fight, and we had to dig in tonight. And like I say, when we go 1-0 down, it's easy for teams to crumble, but like now you can see we've got this fighting spirit that Gaff has brought in, where we're not going to lose games of football anymore. We're going to fight till the end, and we're going to work hard for each other and as a squad and for the fans, because the fans are brilliant again tonight. I don't know how many of them turned up, 500 maybe tonight, but they were brilliant. And for travel from Luton to Manchester on a Friday night to watch us, it's massively needed. And like I say, as a club, supporters, players, managers and everyone associated with the club, we want to get back in the Football League, and if we can all stick together through these 9 months of the season, I'm sure we'll get there.
And the second goal came from Stuart Fleetwood in the end, but it was a great team move to starting with Mark Tyler, and you all celebrated in style, and it shows how much it means to you all that you've got that goal and you've got that victory.
Of course, like I say, everyone's part of it this year. Even the lads are all on the bench and even the lads are in the stand, we're all part of it. And even when Fleet scored, everyone goes over, everyone congratulates him, and he's been brilliant the first three games. He scored 3 goals, I think he scored, and he's been brilliant. But yeah, like I say, the gaffer wants us to play, but if you've got to come to places like Hyde and mix it with the physical strength of what they've got, then we'll have to mix it. But we know we can play, but it's a case of getting into games and earning the right to play. And but yeah, Fleet has finished brilliantly. Andre's done very well down the right hand side and put a great ball across, and Fleet is a finisher, he knows where the goal is. So but yeah, like I say, we all went over and congratulated him, and like I say, it's a team thing now.
It's 3 games in 7 days. Are you quite looking forward to a bit of a break now and not playing competitive for a little while?
Yeah, a little bit. It's nice when you're on a winning roll though, to keep playing and playing. But yeah, maybe 3 games in 6 days is a bit on your legs, but like I say, we've got a week now to Telford, and we can rest up and train hard next week and plan properly for that game, which again won't be an easy game, but we expect to win and we'll do what we can to win.
And then there's another game fairly quickly after that on Bank Holiday Monday as well, so it's back into the routine fairly quickly.
Yeah, if you have a little break and then it's hectic again, but it's what it is. We don't pick the fixtures. If we were picked the fixtures, we'd probably put them every Saturday, so we've got a rest. But like I say, when you're winning, you want to keep playing, you want to keep that winning momentum and keep going, and that's what we want to do.
Thank you very much for the time. It's JJ O'Donnell joining us here on Diverse FM.